goes to...
It's a shame that this is the last old log that's ever going to be handed down.
You don't have to answer that question.
I'll answer the question.
I think it's a really complex question.
You never know what you're going to get.
Joining me on the phone, a very good morning to our entertainment reporter, Jaden Forster. Oh, Jaden, I can tell it's a Monday, but how are you this morning?
I'm very good, thank you, Dave. How are you?
Yeah, good. Good weekend?
It was, yes. I had a bit of a late night Friday watching the tennis, now that we're rolling into that particular time of the year. But, quite a fair over the weekend, but a good one nonetheless.
Okay, look, we're going to just hit the ground running here on a Monday morning. Alec Baldwin, the shooting investigation, new developments there?
Yeah, I can't believe that this was back in October when this incident happened. And we're still talking about it now. The investigation's still very much ongoing, and it has been for a long time. Of course, it's a very complex investigation, and one that I feel is probably coming close to an end at some point. But it can actually proceed forward in more detail now, after nearly a month after police actually asked Alec Baldwin to hand over his iPhone. He has actually finally done that. So now, despite sort of last week saying that police had asked him to hand it over and those sort of claims were all bulltish, he has actually now done that, so they can move forward with their investigation and find out what they need to find out from that perspective. But while that's all playing on, obviously there are already lawsuits that are at play for different people, including Alec himself being the executive producer of that particular movie, Rust. Now the armourer is actually suing the props manager on that movie, saying that he sold live and dummy rounds together, and that led to the on-set shooting death of the cinematographer, Helena Hutchins. So there's a lot going on. This story, I think, is very much far from over.
It's one of those Hollywood stories that it's a sad Hollywood story, but there's always more. There's always more. There's always more information. And speaking of which, too, and speaking about courts as well, because there is a possibility that this could end up in the courts, someone at captions company AI Media, it looks like they might be responsible for that Channel 7, a little faux pas, shall we call it, when it comes to that Dockage video leak.
Yeah, that's right, with Mike Amore and Rebecca Madden. I'm not really sure how much it compares to Karl Stefanovic's famous Uber scandal, but look, it's certainly juicy. It's not really that shocking. I mean, it's practically what we were all probably thinking anyway, and realistically, at the end of the day, it was just two very intelligent people having a private conversation about a contentious topic, sort of put them on the stand sort of thing, right? But look, you know, the key thing there is that this was a private conversation, albeit in a live TV studio with hot mics, microphones that were on prior to the bulletin, and the expectation is there that that conversation will remain private. But unfortunately, as we know now, that is not the case, and it has actually been confirmed on Friday that an employee that works for AI Media, the captions company that puts all of the captions on the screen for the hearing impaired and people who are deaf, actually recorded and distributed that particular footage when they shouldn't have, and they've now been dealt with appropriately.
So you can't always trust a subcontractor, and speaking of Mike's always been on, that's the way you've got to look at it. We're just saying it's a little bit different in the radio here, because the in-studio monitors will not work with the microphones turned on, and I hope that continues to be the case, Jaden, certainly.
Hopefully, yeah, me too.
Now, the first celebrity has left the jungle. I'm a Celebrity. It has fired off. I missed the start of it, to be honest.
Yeah, well, it started at the start of the month, but in this sort of story that we speak of today, I think we used the word celebrity a little bit loosely here, but that's just my opinion. Davina Rankin, the villain from Married at First Sight, was the first celebrity to be booted out of the so-called jungle last night. She and the former Miss Universe Australia, Maria Fattal, and the fake celebrity that they've thrown in there just to spice things up, David. Anyway, were at risk of were going last night, and after incorrectly guessing the number of rats in a box, that particular celebrity, Davina Rankin, was sent packing, dunked into a pool of murky water and thrown out of the jungle in all fantastic fashion. So very brutal and disgusting, but she's gone. More celebrities to fall as the show continues.
Jaden, should I hang my head in shame because I've never heard of Davina Rankin?
Well, you're probably not the only person who hasn't actually heard of her, but yeah, she's probably, I guess, one of the standout stars from one of the seasons of Married at First Sight, if you can in fact call them stars. But yeah, she's a reality TV star, let's call her that, and she's found her way into the jungle this year.
Ooh, them's fighting words, Jaden, I can tell you that. I know plenty of people who are fans, look, of celebrity TV. Myself, I don't partake. Jaden, always great to catch up with you. We'll catch up again next Monday. Thank you very much for that.
My pleasure. Thanks, Dave.